So, have any of you ever gone camping or gone on a hike? Yeah, I imagine quite a few of you. If not recently, then, you know, in the past. Anybody would tell me where you went on your hike or your... Okay. Russian River. Okay. So, and if you haven't had the experience yourself, maybe somebody else in your family or among your friends did it. What was it like, the particular hike you were thinking about when you raised your voice? Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. All right, so we have different experiences, and some of our hikes can be challenging if we haven't researched it before or thought about it. Maybe we aren't quite up to the challenge, but there we are in the midst of it. What did you take with you? Okay. Well, today's gospel story, the story I just read, is about three disciples who went on a hike with Jesus. Do you remember where they went? Okay. Up the mountain, yeah. The story doesn't mention that they had a backpack. In fact, you know, perhaps they were just walking along and Jesus said, I have an idea, let's go take a hike. So there they were with what they had or didn't have. But from what we can tell from some of the adjectives in the story, we can tell it wasn't an easy hike. It wasn't a beginner's hike. After all, they were climbing not a hill or a little rise, they were climbing a mountain. They probably got out of breath. They probably got tired. So maybe when Jesus said, let's stop here to pray, this is a good spot, maybe they were ready to take a nap. When you and your family go hiking, you might take a backpack, maybe something like this one. Unlike the disciples in today's story, you probably would put some things in it. What sort of things might you bring? Okay. Okay, there's those bears again. Yeah, you can tell we're in California, huh?
Bug spray.
Pardon?
Bug spray.
Well, I put some things in mine. Let's take a look what's in here. And there are some things I might have put in, but I didn't go shopping for this. I've got a first aid kit. Yeah. What else is in here? Water. Flashlight. Although depending where you're hiking, it might not do you any good. I climbed on Mount Rainier, and that wouldn't have helped us, at least at the time. And then I've got some trail mix and a clip bar. I got a poncho, because you never know, the weather changes if you're going up a big mountain. So, you know, here's some of the things that if you think ahead, you might want to put in your backpack for a hike, or hope that among your party, somebody has them. In today's story, Even though the three disciples didn't have backpacks with lots of stuff in them, they had something else. They had Jesus with them. In fact, Jesus led them up the mountain and down the mountain. So they weren't alone and probably weren't so afraid, even if they probably got out of breath, a little tired. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I have to do something that's a little scary or is hard, it can feel a little like walking up and down a big mountain. Do you ever feel that way? Yeah. Maybe think of a time when that was so for you. When we have to do something new or something hard or something scary, Jesus wants you to know you're not alone, that he is right there with us, encouraging us and reminding us, I'm right here with you. I'll help you. Kids, you may think, well, yeah, kids feel that way, but you know, we grown-ups often feel that way too. So it's good news that, as the story tells us, Jesus is always walking with us all the way. So next time you have to do something new or scary or hard, remember that Jesus is walking with you and will help you so you don't have to be afraid.